الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday someone had sent an email. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded the killing of the dogs. At the beginning this command was issued, and thereafter that command was terminated. So he came across this hadith and he asked that why did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam command the killing of the dogs. So it is nice to inquire, but inquire and find out things that are valid and things that are of your level of understanding. If it is not a valid question, it will turn out that you are asking something that is not related. You will be humiliated, you will be disgraced that you asked something that was not valid. A patient comes to hospital and he has to have an operation. So the doctor tells him that he will not be able to eat for at least 30 hours. The system has to become cleared and then he can start off his work. So he asks, but why mustn't I eat? Food is halal, my food, I'm not stealing, why mustn't I eat? So I ask you, can the doctor work on him? Can't work on him. He'll have to just listen to the doctor, move with the flow. Eventually, after some time, with maturity, experience, he'll get to understand why he will have to leave all that eating. So some things you may be able to understand, it's at your level, and some things is beyond your level. When it's beyond your level, then accept it's beyond my level. So the commands of Allah Ta'ala and His Tariqah are known to them. Right? Allah Ta'ala didn't consult with us before He issued any command. When He was issuing a command, so He didn't have a parliament where He discussed it with us, then He issued it. Had He discussed it with us, we would have known the reason. But He didn't discuss it with us. So be straight by Allah Ta'ala's command. Let it be. So why do you want to know, why do you want to investigate an area that is closed to you? It's not open to you. If it was open to you, you could investigate. It's blocked out that you can't investigate this thing. So unfortunately, this type of questions are coming quite regularly. Question here. And the Quran Sharif, تَبْيَانَ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, it's an explanation for all things. Right? But just that you have to use your mind and find an explanation to all things. So, Allah Pak says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. Sometimes, in order to understand the splendor, the glory of Allah Ta'ala, look within yourself. Looking into space and running around everywhere, far, look within yourself, you will find a lot of solutions looking into yourself. You see in a man his order, his system, he's got a rationale, he's got an ability to reason, right? So, the rationale, the reasoning, the order, the system that comes into him is on account of what? On account of his intelligence. Right? So, the rationale, reasoning, ability to analyze, differentiate. Right? So, all this is because he's got intelligence. Right? Because he's got brains. But now, I ask you, I don't believe it's the work of the brain. I must see the brain myself, then I will believe it. Now, can you show him the intelligence? Can you show him? But is there the intelligence? Intelligence is there, but you're not going to be able to show him. And someone says, no, I don't believe until I see the intelligence myself, until I see the brain myself. Well, you can shout and die shouting, You don't want to see it. The existence of the brain, the existence of intelligence, that you do accept. That you accept. You don't accept it, that's your prerogative, that you don't accept, but there is the brain. Everybody understands. How do you come to the conclusion that there is a brain? You come to the conclusion that there is a brain, the man is doing something, he's doing it systematically, order, planning, understanding, analyzing, reasoning, rationalizing, that's how he's doing work. So when you see the effect, you see the existence of the brain. Right? Someone says you got no brains, you got no brains perhaps. Right? So the more important things in life, Allah but kept it concealed. So the most important thing in your life is the brain. But the brain itself, Allah kept it concealed, you can't see it. So the same law will apply to the more important things in life. Allah kept it in the ghaib. Minuna bil ghaib. So the brain is just one thing. Say Allah has kept it concealed, nobody sees it. But you know, you understand that there is the brain. Right? So the same will apply to the hereafter, to Jannat, Jahannam, Malaika. Right. One specialist, right? He was debating the same, some similar things, Allah Ta'ala and Allah. So they like to discuss the same things that are beyond their reasoning. For some reason, whatever, but they like to discuss these things. So I asked him a simple question, you know, and I'm like saying, وَفِي أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُ. Say, doctor, with all your learning, all your understanding, you've got a treasure of understanding, you got a PhD, or what. But can you explain what is death? Can you show me death? Can you show me life? What is death? What is life? Can you show me? So he talked for about 20 seconds. And he says, you can show you the symptoms of life and the symptoms of death. But death we can't show you, and life we can't show you. But then I asked him, but do you believe in death? So no, I believe in death. Do you believe in life? I believe in life. So you believe in life, though you know that you can't see life. You believe in death, though you know the certainty that you can't see, but you believe in it. Right? Right? So there's so many things that you go through every day, but you can't see, but yet you believe. So no, I'm not going to believe in life until I see life. So you're not going to see it. So you see the effects of life, the signs of life. So on life, your whole operation revolves around life. If there's no life, you can't do anything. So the more important things in life, Allah kept it concealed. Man was alive and he died, right? So do you see death? Can't see death. But you can see the symptoms of death. But as long as he was alive, there was some movement, etc. Now that he is dead, nothing left. So beautifully Allah Pak illustrated it. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you look within yourself. You will see Allah Ta'ala. Look within yourself. You don't go space and everywhere. Look within yourself, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So life, you saw that there was reason, there was understanding. So you concluded that there is intelligence. Like you saw movement, interaction, etc. You said there was life. Like you saw that there was no interaction, there was no movement, right? You came to a conclusion that there is death, right? And
The whole human operation revolves around intelligence, life and death, right? But these things upon which it revolves, that is not visible. But the effect and the symbols of it, signs of it, are all visible. All, you can see it, they are visible. So similarly, you come to a conclusion that there is an Allah Ta'ala. How you come to your conclusion? There is a universe, right? And a universe is thousands of systems, so many systems, right? And the systems are working perfectly, sun moving perfectly, right? The moon is moving and working perfectly, clouds doing their work, earth doing its work, the rain doing its work, the sea doing its work. And they're doing it with perfection. No imperfection. So imagine if the sun is rotating, right, at a certain angle, right, and the angle that it is rotating around, it just shifts a little, say a couple of degrees this side, that way, what will happen? Either the whole earth will roast or it will freeze. Right? So the rotation with that level of perfection, right, there must be someone that is controlling the sun for that thing to rotate with that level of precision. Right. Then again, for the years that we know, that science knows about the sun, right, is revolving around its orbit, right? But in such a way it's revolving around the orbit that it's taking 365 days to complete that rotation. One rotation and 365 days it takes to complete it, right? So do you see anything, any time do you see in history that it went against this routine? So now you understand that there is a creator that is controlling this thing here for that thing to work in precision. Otherwise, it's illogical to say that that thing went with such precision or such an angle and it did this out of its own. It's impossible. It doesn't happen, right? Strangely, when it comes to Allah Ta'ala, then you say, no, I must see and all that. Then I'll believe. So we say, you don't have to see to believe. I ask you, did you see your eyes? But you believe you have an eye, right? But did you see it? You didn't see it. Did you see your ear? But you believe that you got an ear, right? Do you believe that you got teeth? But do you see your teeth? You may have seen the reflection in the mirror, but your teeth itself have you seen? So you got no teeth. Right? You haven't seen these things, yet you believe that you've got it. Till the day you will die, you will never see the back of your neck, right? You see the back of your neck, but you believe that. The back of your chest, do you believe that you got a heart? But did you see your heart? You never see it. But yet you believe that you have these things. So there are some things that you believe, right, without seeing. Some with seeing. Now the question is that I want to see Allah Ta'ala. Now, seeing Allah Ta'ala, is it possible or not? Seeing Allah Ta'ala, is it possible or not? So we say, yes, you can see Allah Ta'ala. Not that seeing Allah Ta'ala is impossible. Allah Ta'ala didn't say, lan ura, that you won't be able to see me. He didn't say, I am not visible. Yes, you will not see me in this life. Lan ura, he didn't say, I am not visible. Yes, you will not be able to see me. That is, you won't see me in this life. But he didn't say, lan ura, that I am not visible. I am visible, but there is a time and a place. You want to meet Ramaphosa, see him, right? So, someone asks, is it possible to see Ramaphosa? Yes, it's possible. But can I see him now? No. The whole protocol, whole procedure, after the procedure, then you will get to see him. But you say, no, if I don't believe in Ramaphosa until I don't see him,